Live, this is WLND Signal Mountain, Chattanooga.
Health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and so much more. Welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake, a production of Whitfield Media Group, with your hosts, Ed Jones, owner of Nutrition World, and Dr. Christopher Green, board-certified medical doctor.
It's Sunday, May 1st, 2022, broadcasting from the Vascular Institute studio. Good morning and welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial, 98.1 The Lake. Thank you for joining us. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I am Ed Jones, owner of Nutrition World, and joining me is Dr. Christopher Green, board-certified medical doctor, CHI Memorial, Georgia. And good morning, Dr. Green.
Good morning, Ed, and good morning to all of our intrepid listeners. We're enjoying free speech, aren't we, Ed? Our First Amendment rights to speak our minds and all of our thoughts, all of our opinions, because, well, at least for today, we still can, and I'm really happy and thankful for that. We'll talk about some of that later. But, you know, I'm thankful this week for my family, Ed. You know, it's been a week of celebration of my youngest daughter, and we were talking about this off the air, but, you know, I'll brag on her that she's graduating from GPS locally and heading off to college soon. I'm so excited for that next chapter. We got to celebrate May Day at GPS, which is just a, except for my sunburn, it was a wonderful time. I forgot any sunscreen or a hat, but what a wonderful celebration of all that she's accomplished. You know, Trinity, I'm so proud of you. If you're listening, I know only old people listen to the radio, which is what your older brother says, but I'm so glad he got to be here. If only my middle child could have been there. She has a new job in Texas, so she has to wait before she can get time off. But, you know, she was watching the live stream. So, really, we were all there and celebrating that youngest daughter. I'm so happy. And, again, talking about that free speech, Ed, I'm truly disturbed by the Ministry of Truth. We may or may not talk about that, but I think it does affect medical care, since this administration seems to have politicized everything medical when it comes to infectious disease, and that does disturb me. It should not be political. It should be health issues, and, you know, not doctrine from a political viewpoint directing my medical care, or yours for that matter, or our children's. But, you know, so many things to talk about, and overall, I'm just going to say, though, not negative, very positive, wonderful family week. How about you, Ed?
Well, thank you, and that is very good, happy news, and we all have our level of life of ups, downs, crises, and joys. Yeah. And it's just, the life is full of a mixture, and certainly including mine. Had a pretty darn good steady week. I like steady weeks. That's not normal for me. I actually had two companies that took us out to eat a very nice fancy dinner this week.
Nice.
Garden of Life and a company called Sogar. They did not used to do this. I know you guys and docs and girls in your field, I'm not sure where it is now. I think COVID certainly changed all that. It is a very, you know, you could say that it's not bribing people. It is a team kind of position where you can converse in a different way at dinner than you can in an office. And, you know, they're not trying to buy my vote. They're trying to educate. We're trying to socialize. We're trying to learn about each other. And I value those dinners. I did not used to. But we went down to Public House Tuesday night, and we went up to Bald Headed Bistro in Cleveland on Thursday. I love locally owned restaurants because, one is, they care more most of the time, and they try harder, and they are deserving of a lot of support. And both of those meals were exceptional meals. I had salmon at the Bald Headed Bistro with Brussels sprouts and a great salad. And I did have a tequila, as you know, and wonderful dinner. So I just encourage, again, supporting local. Don't have to support the higher priced local. There's plenty of medium priced locals and that you can do that for. And, you know, in some places, I know someone who's in out in Texas and some of the towns, and they're talking about there's not many commercial restaurants, they're more local. And I love that. I mean, I went to Paris many years ago and some of those, and you just don't see chains, you know?
Yeah. And, you know, we were talking again off the air, talking about all the foods making me hungry again. Thanks a lot. But I got to go to Mezcla again Friday night, just a couple of days ago. And what a wonderful place. But the owner, for the first time I've ever seen him in the years we've gone there, he was wearing a shirt. and it said mezcal at the top, but there was a definition below it. So mezcal apparently is actually a real word in the dictionary that means something like a combination of various contrasting flavors or tastes, whether it be music, food, art. And I didn't realize that was an actual word. I just thought it was the name of the restaurant, but that is what that place is, mixing hot and sweet and sour and all these flavors I never would have had. And it is a unique Tex-Mex sort of feel. And I bragged on them again before and again on this show, and people may get tired of hearing about mezcal, but it's a great place, and it's as far as I know, it's not a chain. I've never seen another one.
Well, I love the name, and you explained that to me before the show, and I'm going to embrace that for my own life. Diverse, unique.
unique combinations. I love the diversity of this country. I think God created all of us different genders and race, and he did this because it's a good thing, and the diversity is a wondrous, wondrous gift to us.
Gift. I love that. Yep. And I will talk a little bit later about my ketamine trip from yesterday or day before. It was an interesting, it wasn't the same as the first three, but I'll hold that till the next episode.
And you mentioned business dinner and things like that. In the old days, and literally a different millennium, we love those in medicine. We could take our families to educational programs, and you would have a wonderful dinner and education, and it was all good. Over the years, with all the laws, you may or may not know, but that is a thing of the past.
That's what I thought.
So, yeah, if there is an educational dinner, the individual provider can go as long as they are invited, and it is in their field. They cannot bring any family members at all.
Really?
There's so many strict guidelines for that. I do speak for one pharma company, so I know those better than the average person probably, but there are limits for what the speaker can do or say, which is appropriate because you're speaking for a company. But I still remember watching a primary care doctor and his doctor wife get kicked out of a local meeting. This is a few years ago. Why? She was a pediatrician, so the medication was not approved for under 18, and she got booted out.
Oh,
and of course, it was a show, let me tell you. But the pharmaceutical reps had to, or they would have been a violation of a federal statute.
Yep.
So, but to me, those kinds of rules, considering most businesses are not bound by those, and I don't think the politicians are bound by that. I think they accept dinner dates from various companies and supporters. It is a very odd regulation on the medical field. I understand they have all these moral guidelines they quote, but I cannot remember, just like you said, I cannot remember ever being influenced adversely, negatively, receiving any weird gifts. Never. Not once in all my years, even when I was a kid, did it influence my decision-making in the office. Not one time.
It may bring our attention to something that we tend to have ignored, but even like on Tuesday night, and it's somewhat similar for these dinners in the world of nutrition now for serious companies like myself, they're training us, they're giving us research, they're showing us studies, they are trying to convince us that
that's
this
education,
is a superior product. It's education, is right, exactly.
You're not going to do it and say, I'm going to give you this lesser product because they took me out to dinner. No, you're never going to do something like that. No. Of course, Garden of Life is great, it's my favorite. Mm-hmm. But it's a shame to think, and I guess because politicians are corruptible, they just are. Mm-hmm. As one of my former Soviet bloc patients once told me, he said, Doc, that's a similarity in all politicians, whether it's communism or capitalism. He said, they're all crooks. That was his opinion, and I had to laugh at that. But, it is true throughout history that it attracts a certain kind of people, a certain kind of person. I'm glad there are good men and women that go into politics and truly are public servants. But it's hard to figure those out. But for all the ones that are corruptible, they're then thinking everybody else is just like them, which is just not true.
It's just not true. And I want to say real quick, Nutrition World has a numerous amount of events coming up because we've been event-free for 2.5 years, and people are hungry for information.
Aren't you glad Dr. Fauci said the pandemic is over? You can live again now.
Oh, my gosh. I finally came out of my house just a few days ago after all this time.
I'm so glad. It's good to see you.
Well, we certainly have talked plenty about that, and I got a couple comments down the road on that.
I'm sure we will.
But we are, we had an Ideal Protein lecture this past week, very successful, and this is a diet program that is 95% successful. My daughter stood up and talked for a few minutes. She had been the main IP coach, Ideal Protein coach, for several years. She had 720 clients. Had about a 98% success rate in women losing 2 to 3 pounds a week. It is a very accountable system. You really have to do what we say. You have to come every week for check-ins. You have to follow our rules, or else we basically have to let you go. But it she only had two women out of 720 she could not figure out how to get them to lose weight. She talk to me about it. We did everything possible and just wouldn't work. That's pretty darn good success. We also have a free makeup demo coming up, but it's already booked up under nutritionw.com under the events. That's how you see all of our events. We have free physical therapy screenings from Summit Physical Therapy coming. We have the lung bus is also coming, which we talk about. And it's,
do you remember that date?
It is, yes, May 21st. And you can be a walk-in or you can go on nutritionw.com under events and sign up. I would recommend that because everything is getting booked up big time. And then we have one on May 23rd of understanding your bioenergetics and how to heal stress, pain, and anxiety. This is through the people I love called Rev. Rev downtown has four or five practitioners. It is a it's a deal for me that keeps me really in the middle of my life as far as anxiety and emotions, and it's very simple treatments. I go once a week on Thursday at 11:30. My daughter's been going 7 years. Her husband goes now about 2 years. She takes the grandchild at 3 years old down there. It has to do with acupuncture points. You just lie on a table, and for 30 minutes, they're using a kind of a synchronicity type of touching on your front and on your back. You're fully clothed, and there's about seven other people in the room. Unbelievable for releasing trauma and PTSDs and anxieties.
Isn't their name Rev Optimal Living?
Exactly.
Yeah, I love that name, though.
You stunned me with your memory. He has been here, Dr. Matt, several times. I love everything he does. He's got the passion and ethics.
He's a great guy.
Fantastic.
I've talked to a lot of my patients who are looking into more alternative hormonal evaluations. Send them over to Josh Porter. I'm like, yeah, yes. Go talk to him.
Yep. And Josh Porter's actually will be opening downstairs at Nutrition World. He does hormone replacement therapy for men and women. That's all they do. They are experts at it. He's actually going to open tomorrow at Nutrition World. He's been on East Brainerd Road, and now he's moved into our location. And
yeah, I was a little jealous of him that he has access to some things that, well, he special orders for himself, which I can't get. But
yep.
That's the... There are advantages and disadvantages of being in a large group, but
yep.
Of course you all have to agree on something in a large group, but he doesn't. If it's the right thing to do, like you at Nutrition World, you just do it. That freedom has to be nice.
Yes.
And I've sent a few people to Nutrition World, so hopefully they talk to you.
Thank you, my friend, and we're always speaking your name. A week doesn't go by where we don't.
Well, it's a group effort.
It is team effort. I always talk about we have to have a team
like
as we get older and age. You don't just have one mechanic for your car. You can't expect your general mechanic to fix the transmission and paint it and remove dents. You have to find different people in each category that are good. That's what we do, and that's what we are like here for, partnering. Well, guess what? It is time to take a break. Come back. I got a lot of different notes. I want to talk about my little exposure to another treatment yesterday of my ketamine. It was so interesting. That plus more to come as we continue. For Dr. Green, I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World, and stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages.
Listen up, Chattanooga. Coming Saturday, June 4th, to the Embassy Suites at Hamilton Place will be the Chattanooga Fitness Expo, presented by Vascular Institute. Bodybuilding and fitness at its best. This is an event that will showcase in competition the best bodies in fitness and bodybuilding. Brought to you by Optimize You, Vascular Institute, and Goals Gym. For tickets and more information, go to ChattanoogaFitnessExpo.com, a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
You should feel secure in your home, even when you're not there.
ADS Security can do that for you.
ADS provides professional alarm and security system monitoring to ensure your home is well protected against all threats.
Professional home security installation, 24/7 expert security monitoring, lifetime satisfaction guarantee, complete home automation, and 100% wireless.
Automate your home security system to work for you, all from the touch of your smartphone. Choose ADS Security. Find them online at adssecurity.com.
You run your air conditioning one day and the heat the next. If your heating and air unit stops working, call Carter Heating and Air, 423-899-1500, or find them online at carterhvac.com.
Rock 105, your home for Racing Talk Radio, presented by Vascular Institute. Every Monday at 6 p.m., join Sean Whitfield and Casey Orr for the latest news in NASCAR, on and off the racetrack, and, well, some other craziness. Dude, what about all these changes ahead in 2022? We'll break it all down and cover it all each week. Tune into Racing Talk Radio, presented by Vascular Institute on Rock 105, a production of Whitfield Media Group.
I'm Sean Whitfield.
I'm Matt Davis.
And I'm Darren Johnson.
Join us for a great podcast called Chattanooga Fitness Download.
It's a podcast about healthy living, fitness, exercise, and bodybuilding.
And some other craziness as well.
You can expect many great guests and a lot of fascinating stories.
Find Chattanooga Fitness Download at your favorite podcast location.
Click the subscribe button for all future podcasts.
Also, follow us on Instagram and Facebook.
A production of the Whitfield Media Group.
The Vascular Institute of Chattanooga is the area's only comprehensive endovascular vascular specialty center dedicated to critical limb disease with a special focus on amputation prevention. The staff of experts provides complete medical assessment, therapies, and procedures with on-site surgical interventions if needed. Appointments and new patients are now being accepted at the Vascular Institute of Chattanooga. For more information, visit Vascular Institute of Chattanooga.
Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. If you're always on the move, download the free Audacity app to your smartphone or tablet, and keep us tuned in each Sunday morning right here, 98.1 The Lake. I am Ed Jones, back with my partner, Dr. Green, and kind of want to just give you a little update. You know, I've talked about it the past three shows that I'm doing this thing called a ketamine IV. Ketamine is an anesthesia, which you know very well, Dr. Green, that's used in the operating room, but in a certain amount of dosing, which is not the high dose and it's not the low dose, you have an out-of-the-body experience, and some have compared it to a near-death experience, and I was very well informed of what people say about it before my first IV, which was 4 weeks ago. But nothing can prepare you for what happens, because you truly lose your ego, you lose your body, and you're a vibrational energy rather than a organism. What that means is it can be scary. If for some people, I would actually recommend not doing it. If you're in an unstable place, it could send you into far more darkness. But it's used for PTSD, depression, and anxiety. I'm using it half for my hip pain and half to kind of explore the spiritual soul heart journey that I certainly have committed myself to in my life. The first three episodes, or the first three treatments, were a sense of peace and no anxiety, to the point that I did not even know that existed. However, this whole past week before this particular IV, my intent was to go into a dark place, the dark place being a trauma that I had early in my life, very young, that was extremely traumatic. And I know that those memories are there, but they're hidden. They've always been hidden. I've tried to find them. I've done counseling. I've done this. I've done that. Nothing has ever even cracked the door open. Well, we cracked the door open, and it was quite traumatic, I will have to say. And
Are you still glad you did it?
Oh, I will do it again, but in a timely manner. I'm going to go back to the joyful experience on my next one. I won't be going into this cave that I entered, but I am very glad I am, because I'm going to keep exploring it. We have to get these deep, dark ghosts somewhere out of our soul if we want to live the kind of life that I think is possible. But it is, it was odd, because you are in control, but you've lost your body, and you are in a vibrational state that's hard to define. It's actually like a divine experience. However, it wasn't what I would call that this past 2 days ago. The doctor actually had to come in twice, and he had to come and say, Ed, you've got to start breathing. You are not breathing. You have to start breathing. Not to a point where he was worried I was going to die, but I knew I was really in a strange, strange world, and the doors cracked open, and I'm not going to talk any more about it. But
do they want your oxygen,
everything,
vital signs?
Yeah, I mean, fully
up, so I would
up.
Imagine.
Guys, so
I'm getting worried
sharp.
About you.
Yeah, Scenic City is the name of the company, and I'm just so impressed with them. And so next Friday, I'm going to do another. I'm actually going to purchase six more sessions, as next Friday will be my fifth one. I'm an explorer, and I'm going to explore this to the bottom of the barrel. There's a lady that I remember hearing on TED Talks, Dr. Jill Bolte Taylor. Have you ever heard of her?
No.
She had a stroke. She was a neuroscientist, and she woke up one morning and had this massive, she had a tumor she didn't know about in her brain, and it disconnected her left hemisphere. And it was all dramatic. I mean, it happened in a minute. And she has the most amazing explanation of what happens to you when you don't have a left brain. We know that the left brain is the logical part of our hemisphere that directs us, instructs us, makes us go from point A to point B, makes us make decisions. And you could explain it better than I probably. But the right brain is the creative and more of the floating around, the music.
Art.
Art, yes. Creativeness. Well, her left brain completely disconnected, 100%. And she talks about stepping to the right of the left brain is what she says on TED Talks. I encourage anyone to go to YouTube, Dr. Jill Bolte Taylor, and it will pop up and watch her 14-minute. I actually brought a tear to my eye this morning. I watched it again, first time in about 10 years, because what she describes is floating in this sea of consciousness that she had zero idea was possible, one. And secondly, she is so glad she had the stroke. It absolutely was the greatest thing that ever happened because it opened her eyes to such oneness and compassion and love that it just changed her whole world. And even if she had died, it would have been a positive for her. So Jill Bolte Taylor, YouTube, and I will keep people abreast of my ketamine trips.
You know, I do love hearing your stories. I know our listeners do as well. But I will say, to the best of my recollection, every last, sometimes odd, thing that you have done, you know, some of them I think are, it's a little bit out there. but this is the only one you've done that I think I would say no.
I don't
for
blame
me,
you.
There's just something about that is too frightening for me. I don't think I would. Maybe in a later part of my life, maybe. I don't know. I can't say. But, you know, float tanks, cryo chambers, everything else we talked about, I'm like, yeah, sure. You know, I'll go try that, you know, anything one time. No, not anything one time for me, at least not right now. So I thought about that a lot, and I thought, yeah, I don't think I would do that. But I've watched some bad outcomes in my training, in my student days, where people have tried these out-of-body type psychoanalysis, psychotherapy, hypnotism, and it can go sideways really fast. And that's the part I'm like, no, I'm not going to go there. But, you know, for me, emotionally, I'm in a great place, so I don't really feel like I need to go do that either.
Right.
But I'll still join the cryo chamber, so we'll still do that this summer.
Well, actually, the float tank, the goal of the float tank for me was to get to where I am with a ketamine. Now, I will say, I think the float tanks at Lucidity downtown is a good, perfect primer for doing ketamine. Because if you can't do a float tank, and in fact, I've already made the commitment internally after my very first IV. You know, you come into my nutrition world and I'm all hepped up on, say, ashwagandha because it lowers cortisol and helps me sleep and it manages stress. I'm going to tell everybody it's the greatest thing on earth. I already, after my very first ketamine, I will never encourage someone to do a ketamine treatment. You want to learn yourself. You want to ask me questions. I'm going to be very neutral. And it's not because I'm fearing. It's just it is way too deep for me to have any idea whether you need it or you don't need it. It's going to have to be the person's intuition to do that. But again, people want to kind of get their tiny baby toe into it. Go to Lucidity and do the float tank. It is really step two on a step of 1 to 10.
And I know some people have had some bad experiences with a float tank.
Exactly.
But it doesn't frighten me because all I have to do is get out of the water.
Bingo.
You know, open the door and leave. I mean, it's not a big deal to me. And there's no drugs involved. So no fear on that one. But I forget how many things we've talked about over the last 4 years of doing our show. There's been quite a few.
I guess when I look back on my own adventuresome life at this age of 65, I guess I am still an adventurer. I will say that on TikTok, I now have about 2.3 million views under Nutrition World Tennessee. But the one I did yesterday, I framed it. This is the most important piece of equipment in the gym that will give the ultimate results for any one person. And I don't say on the title what it is. And so I start talking. I said, out of my 50 straight years of training, this has to be the most important piece of equipment. And we go to my watch and I say, you have to be on time. You have to regulate your schedule so that nothing gets in your way and you get to that gym. and don't let anything stop you from doing this. I said, most people cut things short. You cannot cut your gym workout short and expect results, people.
Yeah, well, sometimes the old clock does get in your way. This past Friday, I was supposed to go, but, you know, work went late. It was just super busy day, and I didn't get to go because they close early. You know, it does happen, though, sometimes.
It does. That's one reason I encourage myself to always do morning workouts. However, you'll make it up. That's the thing. It doesn't matter that you didn't go that day. And I say this always, as far as a schedule of working out, if you wake up in the morning and you ask yourself, do I need to work out today? All you got to do is ask the second question. Did I work out yesterday? If you did, don't worry about it. If you can't work out that day, if you wake up and you said, no, I didn't work out yesterday, then try your level best to do it that day. Don't go two or three straight days without working out.
And I will say, you and I are a bit extreme when it comes to workout, so it doesn't have to be something exotic like what you do or what I do. You don't have to go run 5 miles and then lift. It's not necessary, but do something. So that Friday, we did do something. We got out and went walking. Of course, we ended up at Mezcla, as I said. But, you know, it was still being active, doing something instead of nothing.
That is, I'm glad you brought that up. I'm so neurotic about it. It doesn't have to be the gym. It can be activity. Moving for 30 minutes is still, they count that as your workout. So that would be fun.
Yeah, and we've had times, and I know it's an issue we've talked about on the show before. I've had times where, when I was younger, the running routine and the diet for being a runner, because I was so thin, ruled my life. It just controlled me. And other times where, yeah, I was in peak physical condition, let's say back in around 2018 to 19, but at least in 2018, the routine controlled me. I had to be there all the time, perfect diet. And it was a 6 to 7 day a week thing with hours and hours. You know, that's not terribly practical either.
No.
You can do it for a short time. I mean, we're talking about the fitness expo that we'll have soon. Yeah, you're training for something like that. Go for it. You're training for an event that you're competing. Do it. But every day you have to find a balance.
A balance. Yes. And we don't have to have 2 hours. We need, 30 to 40 minutes. That's it. And I'm glad you mentioned that. You know, June 4th is going to be the Chattanooga Fitness Expo, and it's going to be a fitness bodybuilding physique type of contest that is not like the old school. This is the newer versions of really classy, isn't it? Because you went last year and I didn't.
Absolutely. Very classy. I'm glad you're going this year, and actually made a new friend who's an ex Mr. California and invited him. I said, you should come up here and watch this. He was unaware of the Fitness Expo, so I educated him on that and invited him to come up. June 4th, you said, right?
June 4th.
I'm glad I gave him the right date. But hopefully, I will not say his name in case he doesn't come, but hopefully we can actually have him on the show sometime soon because he is also a fitness expert.
Right.
It'd be fun. Yep. But yes, it's a well-done show. You know, you've got some general seating in the back of the room last year, tables with excellent food, I will say, and just a classy event all around.
Well, it is sponsored by the Vascular Institute and Whitfield Media Group, and I'm going to go see Matt Davis, who's IFBB Pro, been on our show several times, been on my podcast, The Holistic Navigator. I'm going to talk to him Monday because I potentially might do the older guy, just not bodybuilding, but more the fitness part. I might. It's 50-50.
Well, if you do that, you'll win.
Well, only if there's no one else there, but it's okay. I compete against myself. I'm way done with competing against
everybody. I've seen you on TikTok. You'll win that thing. I know.
It gives me a goal. I love goals with exercise and other things. So I'm going to go see Matt at the train station, one of the greatest private gyms in this city. And everybody who trains up there is way above with their results because they have him and his wife Julie are amazing.
They really are, and I've sent people that want some top training up to the train station to Matt
training.
And Julie as well. Do you know if Darren Johnson is competing?
I don't, and I see him about once a week. I'm going to ask him. I bet if he doesn't compete, he may judge, or he'll be part of it probably, would be my
guess. Used him as an example from fighting back after injury to patients of mine that are athletes that are trying to do the same thing, and his was, a career-ending injury, but he didn't let it end his career.
Yes.
In that. And so he's an inspiration. So is Matt with what he's been through. And I love their stories, both of them.
Yeah. I love people who have difficult histories that recovered from it. They are teachers to us. I want to say real quickly, I don't know if you ever have read into 23andMe genetic testing much. It is an amazing service. I encourage everyone to do this. Right now they have a special for $99. I did it 4 years ago and they still keep updating me about my genetics. And what this means for practicality is it doesn't doom you at all. It's not like, oh, you're going to have Alzheimer's or you're going to have heart disease. It helps you to be informed of kind of the what nature's nudging you toward, and you can do something about it if you know it. Well, what's interesting is they keep updating me with my original test because they keep coming up with new genes. Well, this is what they found out about me. And I did this test easily probably 7 years ago. Well, they now know from my saliva that I send in that I cannot hold a musical pitch. That's absolutely correct. Everything they say is 100% spot on. It is scary. I've never been able to hold a musical pitch. I have a taste aversion to cilantro because that's from a gene. It isn't from your taste buds. If there's actually Facebook groups of cilantro haters because it is so bad that it like sends you off the deep end. That's me. I do not have an alcohol flush reaction, and I have a very high affinity for muscle composition. Well, I guess I do because I have, you know, I can build muscle pretty quick for a skinny guy, and I have low body fat. And I'm also 3.5% Nigerian and African, which is not super common among my background. So that might be why I have a fairly high hematocrit, which is a lot of red blood cells. I've always had that from, and I know a lot of Africans have a lot of those because they were from a place where they needed to have that. Due to malaria and due to all their exercise and things.
Yes, I'm one of these people that doesn't trust those companies with my genome. So, I must admit, that's one of my conspiracy theory areas, and I just don't trust them yet.
Yep.
So, I would love that information, but you know, not, if I submitted it, then I'd have to kill them. So, you know, and we just can't do that. So, I still need to work and stay out of jail.
Okay, that makes... I really respect that. The thing is, and I also have where you can... You can choose to share it with other people who have done it, and you find your relatives all over the world who are really, truly are your relatives.
It does sound truly interesting. There's so many family stories of our ancestry, and you kind of wonder if they're true. And let me plug 16 Personalities. That's one of my other favorite sites. You don't have to give your genome. It's just a 10-minute test, basically a Myers-Briggs psych test, but it is so informative on personality. They're about 85 to 90% correct when they send me those emails.
They are, because you had me do it about 3 months ago, and it was stunning how freaking accurate
and it's
that was.
Free.
And it took me 15 minutes.
Yeah.
So what's the name of it?
I do it once a year. 16 Personalities.
Right. All right. Encourage people to be more self-informed. All right. It's time to take a break. When we come back, have a little bit of COVID information. And I want to talk about the flu shot a tiny bit. That plus more to come as we continue. For Dr. Green, I'm Ed Jones. And stay with us.
We're all about healthy living and enjoying life. Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages.
Join Sean Whitfield, Amy Morrow, and Barry Corder each Saturday at 9 a.m. for On the Move Radio, presented by Carter Heating and Air on 98.1 The Lake. A radio show about all things Chattanooga. A production of Whitfield Media Group.
Ugh, I am stressed beyond belief.
What's wrong, honey?
Just life, bills, gas prices, everything. Looks like we aren't going to get that vacation again this year.
Why not? We can just take your gold and sell it to Rick Davis.
Hey, that's a pretty good idea.
Yep, Rick Davis Gold and Diamonds pays top prices for gold.
Yay, we can finally take that trip to Jamaica like we always wanted to.
Rick Davis Gold and Diamonds, helping you get away for a little while. Rick Davis Gold and Diamonds, 5301 Brainerd Road.
Listen up, Chattanooga. Coming Saturday, June 4th, to the Embassy Suites at Hamilton Place will be the Chattanooga Fitness Expo, presented by Vascular Institute. Bodybuilding and fitness at its best. This is an event that will showcase in competition the best bodies in fitness and bodybuilding. Brought to you by RCL3, Texas Roadhouse, and People's Home Equity. For tickets and more information, go to ChattanoogaFitnessExpo.com, a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Got Medicare questions? Call 423-777-5577.
I know a girl with sparkling eyes, a superhero in disguise, and we call her Medicare Miss D. Those things that keep you up at night, so many choices, which one's right? That's when you call Medicare Miss D. Stack of books she reads, with all the others she takes leave, and we call her Medicare Miss D. The Federal Government Association, she's got no affiliation,
and we call her Medicare Miss D.
423-777-5577. That's 423-777-5577.
I'm Sean Whitfield.
I'm Matt Davis.
And I'm Darren Johnson.
Join us for a great podcast called Chattanooga Fitness Download.
It's a podcast about healthy living, fitness, exercise, and bodybuilding.
And some other craziness as well.
You can expect many great guests and a lot of fascinating stories.
Find Chattanooga Fitness Download at your favorite podcast location.
Click the subscribe button for all future podcasts.
Also, follow us on Instagram and Facebook.
A production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I am Ed Jones with Nutrition World, back with my partner, Dr. Green, and I just had my friend brought me another redneck sushi, which is, we both are on low carb, and it is, how do you make it?
Get a piece of lean meat of your choice, a couple of slices, you know, thin slices, low-fat cheese, one slice, one big pickle spear, dill pickle, roll it up. That is your redneck sushi. You can either eat it like we do, which is basically a sandwich with no bread, or actually cut it into slices that look like sushi, which is where the name comes from. But, you know, it is a high-protein, low-fat, low-carb. Frankly, it's a meal. I mean, We were both hungry just now. Each had one of those. I'm not hungry at all. And I don't feel overly full. I could go to the gym and run after this. And I found out some endurance athletes, they actually give stuff like this in the middle of like the 100-mile run or a 30-mile run, which is surprising, but I guess you have to have some energy while you're doing one of those.
I love it. Yeah, you know, I saw you eating it for a couple months before, and I was like, nah, I don't know about that. But when you gave me one about a month ago, I actually think about it when I drive in, and you don't have to bring me one every Sunday, but satisfying.
Well, I'll eat it. Don't worry about it. Yeah. But they really are, and it's that's something I think you and I can do. If there's something we find that works and we like it, we can stick with it for a long time. My wife nicks that real quick. She said, no, I cannot live on that stuff. But I can. I actually can do that and get into a routine. And I guess being half German helps with that. I still don't want it to be a diet that rules me. So I still want to go out and have fun and enjoy life. But, you know, just like you're on a mission right now and have goals, I do too. Mm-hmm. I'm not at the end of my goals, but I'm still working on it.
Well, it's also, you have to kind of meet your partner in life halfway, too. And I'm just lucky that I'm in a place where, you know, I don't have to particularly care about what the other person eats because I'm not at home every night with someone.
You know, I have I was thinking back to when I was a young man. My dad was still alive. Unfortunately, he died in 98. But in the mid-90s, when I was a distance runner and very disciplined in my exercise and diet routine, and that's the time that I said it ruled me. And I can remember being on vacation, running to meet my dad somewhere. And he was also very into exercise and running, very fit. And he would go into a Baskin Robbins. Hey, Chris, do you want some ice cream? No. You know, I would not deviate from my diet. He would get his ice cream and make happy sounds while he ate it. He would go get good meals on vacation, and I would deprive myself of it. And now, at 54, I think he was right, I was wrong. He learned how to both have the discipline for a healthy lifestyle, mm-hmm. and sometimes stop and go, you know what, I'm going to enjoy this, and I'm not going to feel guilty. And, you know, there is, again, a balance to these things. I think you have it. I think I'm learning it now, but I didn't have it in my 20s when I was with him. Mm-hmm. Sorry, Dad, you were right once again.
I want to say the hero of the week as far as COVID is the district judge, Kimball Mazzelli, who voided the CDC regarding the mask mandate. So now Uber, Tennessee Valley Railroad, and airplanes are, with finally common sense is coming back, which I knew it would, because the fact is the longstanding knowledge was completely ignored and researched regarding masks because they never were found to be that effective. There was zero. In fact, the World Health Organization said in 2020 there was no direct evidence on effectiveness of universal masking of healthy people. Yes, if you're sick, it was beneficial. And I still have people in the gym, and I see people in Panera every Sunday morning when I'm there wearing the daggum mask. And you could tell, I mean, I think I'm 90% right. They're not sick people. There are just fearful people. It's time to take off the fear mask, people. It just is. Build your immune system. Build a system that has kept us alive for 100,000 years. You know, I get aggravated a little bit about it. I do want to say
as long as it's not mandated and we have the freedom to decide one way or the other, you know, I can live with that.
I can too.
At the airport in, say, the 80s or 90s, and you see a group of travelers all wearing masks. Okay, they're being thoughtful, trying not to spread any illness. I can respect that. It doesn't offend me at all. But it should be our choice, which is where we're coming to now. But, you know, who knows what the future is going to hold? I mean, there is so much political component to this.
But we have such an uproar now of people who are out of the fear umbrella, and they now realize the massive risk of having a government tell us how we can leave our house and what we put on our faces is absolutely terrifying. I want to say...
And they're hypocritical as well, because some things with your body, your choice, well, sometimes it's your choice, sometimes it's their choice. Make up your mind.
Yep.
Is it going to be their choice? Are the feds going to decide your health care, or is it going to be your decision? But I think most of the population has decided already.
And I do understand the first 6 months. We did not have enough information.
Oh, I mean, we were all running scared, including me.
Yes.
And then I learned.
Then we
I educated
learned,
myself.
Learned. Flu shots, real quick. You know, historically, flu shots are about 60% effective.
Here's, you're being overly optimistic there.
I was trying to be kind because I'm trying to balance the view here.
But they do the best they can to predict something they don't know.
They do. But what they don't do the best at is knowing that there are, again, just like the COVID story, is the biggest part of this is building resilience. Now, I want to say the CDC estimate, they estimated the effectiveness of the flu vaccine. The 2018 to 19 was 29% effective. 2019 to 2020 was 39% effective. 2020 to 21, they don't have numbers. That was the COVID year.
Well, there was no flu.
And there was no flu.
There was zero flu, zero strep.
Yep.
And it's amazing. It disappeared.
Here is the CDC estimates for 21 to 2022, 16% effective. You know what? If this was saline water and had zero side effects, I'd say, let's go ahead and drink it. It doesn't. They're always denying some of the side effects that could be long term. And the thing is, there is 20,000 to 100,000 deaths per year with the flu. So it's not something to be ignored. You get the flu, you go see your general practitioner, you call Dr. Green, you do the things that you need to do.
And there's not as much controversy with the influenza vaccination as either. I mean, a risk of Guillain-Barré, risk of allergic reactions, but it's not the same as an mRNA. There's not as much unknown with it, which is, again, it's not the most effective vaccine, but you know, it's all we have.
It is, but it also, what we do have is building the resilience of the body and jumping on it very quickly with other therapies that are natural the day you get sick, not waiting 5 days into it and say, what can I take now? I tell people in store, they call me and say, I've had the flu for 5 days. What do? I said, I hate to tell you this. You need to treat secondary conditions if they're arising with your doctor. You've already passed the window of opportunity. The window of opportunity for the body's immune system is that first 48 to 72 hours, not past that point. But what do? The vitamin D needs to be at 50 nanograms. You know, the vitamin C, we know that elderberry has very clinical research showing if you do it the first 2 days, reduces your days sick by 2 or 3. Pretty significant because that beats Tamiflu, and Tamiflu has side effects. Elderberry doesn't.
And don't forget zinc.
And big time zinc lozenges, especially because a lot of that's in the throat. Zinc lozenges doesn't kill it. What it does is help to keep the virus from reproducing as fast. That's a different compound. That's why it's safe, people. So, you know, follow the nutritional.
And back to our exercise, too. If you're trying to stay healthy,
yes,
that is a boost.
And drinking water and staying hydrated. That's one thing I fall down on, Dr. Green. My daughter kind of says, Dad, how much water have you drank today? And I'm like, if I haven't drank enough. But
Well, maybe you can do what I've done. It's, you know, I tell my patients all the time, drink more water. I thought, you know what? I need to do that, too.
Yep.
So I went to the store, bought two, you know, really large insulated glasses. We have a new a water purifier at the office, and I keep two of them, one at my workstation for the computer, one in my office. Mm-hmm. I think I go through now 8 to 12 a day.
Great.
And that's
great.
A lot. And coffee, once I've had my morning, none.
I know.
And I love my coffee, people.
Yep, yep.
But, you know, I decided, you know, I need to cut down the coffee during the day, increase the water. So I did. And I actually enjoy it.
That's great. There is a fine line with that with me as you, because we've drank too much, we go to the bathroom too much, then we can't do our job. So, and, you know, being...
the curse of getting old, Ed.
No, it's getting less young, Dr. Green. That's not getting old.
Older. How's that?
Less young. Stop it. Hey, I want to talk about this. I posted this on Facebook, Vital Health Radio. Dr. Greger, I don't always agree with him, but Dr. Greger is a very particular and in-depth physician who backs everything up with very strong clinical studies. He looked at all the different foods that were proposed to help increase sex drive in women, and it was so interesting because, you know, you think... oysters, and you think this, and you think that.
Yeah, I think oysters were disproven years ago.
And he has to have valid research, or he says it's non-existent. He won't recommend anything.
Oh, women nationwide are tuning into you right now.
I was absolutely blown away because there is enough clinical research to say this is valid. And the only number one food to improve the sex libido in women is apples, and it had to have the peeling on them. Yes, without the peeling, it didn't do it. With the peeling and eating it every day increased it to a level that was actually pretty dang impressive. So there you go, people. Apples. Maybe there'll be a surge on apples.
Well, then there'll be a supply chain issue on apples after that. So, oh, I'm sorry. That was a negative comment there. But who would have thought an apple? That would be the last thing I would think.
And I would recommend, of course, anytime you're going to eat a peeling of a fruit, get organic. They're sprayed so heavily with all the pesticides and chemicals.
I had a patient. They started their own garden. They were telling me all about all the fruits and veggies and peppers they're growing. I said, tell me you're not spraying it with pesticides, though. And they're like, oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I went, oh. And you're growing strawberries, too, and all this. But yeah, we had a little talk about maybe doing their garden a little differently. Mm-hmm. And I think you're going to that special farm coming up soon, right?
Yeah, week after next. I will still be here on the show because it doesn't interfere with that. In Missouri, Jordan Rubin, who has a company called Ancient Nutrition, he is wanting to change the world. And I did a podcast at nutritionw.com. You scroll down, look for Jordan Rubin, Regenerative Farming. This is the only, in my opinion, long-term solution to our health crisis with growing foods that are truly healthy and also not depleting the earth to a point where we have nothing left. So he's going to fly me out there because he feels I have a platform strong enough that I can spread his word. So I'm going to be out there on a Monday through Thursday in Missouri. And one reason I'm flying is because they removed the mask mandate. I wouldn't have gone otherwise. But it's going to be a real experience because I'm not a farmer. I don't know about this, but I do know about health and foods and nutrition and soils and the importance. I want to see how this works. If you want to learn about this, there's a movie called The Biggest Little Farm. I love that movie about a couple who bought a pretty deserted area and turned it into what we call a regenerative farm. Totally different than organic farm now, people.
But I want you to do me a favor while you're there. A lot of patients have been talking about basically starting, just like the British during the Blitz in World War II, a victory garden. Mm-hmm. Just, you know, small gardens like this person was doing. What I'm wondering is, you know, how, ask them about doing that in a small way for people with a small home, small yard, small space, maybe just a patio where they can do potted plants. You know, what is feasible for people? Because there is a supply chain issue. There is, you know, shortage sometimes of fruits and veggies and things that people want. And, you know, having a little victory garden, frankly, is not a bad idea.
Not a bit.
If you can do it, but am I a farmer? No, I'm not. I mean, I kept a family garden when I was little, but, you know, am I good at it? No. I'd like to learn more about that as well.
And putting our hands in the earth is another way to reconnect to something we have become disconnected from. I want to say real quick, Dr. Greger, again, I'm mentioning him, and I don't, again, he's totally vegan. He totally believes that one slice of meat's going to kill you. Don't like that at all. He wouldn't like our sushi we just
had. You've got to go watch, I'm forgetting his name, Tony, it's a guy from, Beachbody.com. Mm-hmm. What is his name? Dang it, I'll remember by
the
next segment.
Edge of my brain.
But he was talking about protein, and he says you should only have pumpkin seeds. I saw a post he put on there, and I'm like, that's it? But he avoids meat. Anyway, I just thought of Greger and him. They'd get along swimmingly.
Yep. It's almost a religion, some of these people. And some of it's common sense. But I want to talk about what I'm really big into poop. I really am. I've always monitored mine extremely close because that is a key component to health. Well, Dr. Greger has, and I've talked about poop positions for many years. We actually used to sell a little stand you'd put in front of your toilet, and it would it had a funny squatty potty was the name of it. And what it do is raise your knees because in nature we are not supposed to be sitting the way we do on a manufactured toilet because it bends the bottom of the colon somewhat. Well, Dr. Greger was analyzing, does this squatty potty truly help you to eliminate better? And really and truly, it didn't particularly because it was so high that it made it uncomfortable. What he showed through it, and what they did was they actually did like radioactive tracing of your poop. And they showed all these positions, including the squatty potty. And what was so interesting is there's no reason, and this is on Facebook, it's Vital Health Radio, all the research, had the pictures. He said, leaning as far forward as you can when you poop will straighten that lower colon out for you to poop where there's no bending of that canal.
I have seen that, and some patients have also said they use a small like a stool to put their feet on.
That's what the squatty potty is, except it's 9 inches tall. I have used books before.
That's what I was going to say, something a little smaller than
that. I would use a 2 or 3 inch book and lean forward because it just, you know, perfect elimination. One, makes you just feel better.
But it really does change the angle in the rectum. So I've actually had some lectures on that, so you're not totally crazy with that, Ed.
Good.
I thought you were going to talk about checking the microbiome in your stool. I didn't know where you were going with that. Well, you're also a fan of checking that. Now, that's very real because that's important to your general health.
And I recommend Viome.com for that, Viome.com. And people who can't go to the bathroom well, I did a wonderful podcast on The Holistic Navigator on constipation. This is how you fix it, people. This is not what I tell, is how fixing it, not treating the symptoms. So The Holistic Navigator, Google it with the word constipation. Well, guess what, Dr. Green? It's time to take a break. When we come back, we'll be having Dr. Green's spiritual moment. That plus more. As we continue, for Dr. Green, I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages.
Listen up, Chattanooga. Coming Saturday, June 4th, to the Embassy Suites at Hamilton Place will be the Chattanooga Fitness Expo presented by Vascular Institute. Bodybuilding and fitness at its best. This is an event that will showcase in competition the best bodies in fitness and bodybuilding. Brought to you by Optimize You, Vascular Institute, and Goals Gym. For tickets and more information, go to ChattanoogaFitnessExpo.com, a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shadowford Road and I-75.
Join Sean Whitfield, Amy Morrow, and Barry Corder each Saturday at 9 a.m. for On the Move Radio, presented by Carter Heating and Air on 98.1 The Lake, a radio show about all things Chattanooga, a production of Whitfield Media Group.
You run your air conditioning one day and the heat the next. If your heating and air unit stops working, call Carter Heating and Air, 423-899-1500, or find them online at carterhvac.com.
Hi, I'm Sean Whitfield.
And I'm Mandy Livingston.
Join us every Saturday morning at 8 for Your Home Radio, presented by Medicare Misty on 98.1 The Lake.
Featuring a variety of topics for your home.
A production of the Whitfield Media Group.
The Vascular Institute of Chattanooga is the area's only comprehensive endovascular vascular specialty center dedicated to critical limb disease with a special focus on amputation prevention. The staff of experts provides complete medical assessment, therapies, and procedures with on-site surgical interventions if needed. Appointments and new patients are now being accepted at the Vascular Institute of Chattanooga. For more information, visit Vascular Institute of Chattanooga.
NASCAR is cranking it up, and Sean Whitfield and Casey Orr will get you right in the middle of it. Tune in Mondays at 6 p.m. for Racing Talk Radio, presented by Vascular Institute on Rock 105, a production of Whitfield Media Group.
Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. I am Ed Jones with Nutrition World, back with my partner, Dr. Green, and we always look forward to Dr. Green's spiritual moment.
Thank you, Ed, and the spiritual moment is brought to you by Silverdale Baptist Church. If you would like to learn more, just look at their website, silverdalebc.com, or just download their free app for Android or iPhone. Now, today, we're going to continue the battle against fear that rules so many lives. After all, living in fear as a motivator would be counterproductive. As T.S. Eliot once said, only those who will risk going too far can possibly find out how far one can go. Now, looking at scriptural references, let's look at Lamentations chapter 3, verses 22 and 23. Because of the Lord's great love, we are not consumed, for his compassions never fail. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. And 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse 3, but the Lord is faithful, and he will strengthen you and protect you. And last, Psalm chapter 136, verse 1. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. The faithfulness and goodness and greatness of God is a powerful antidote for the fears we face in our lives on a daily basis. King David learned over his lifetime the beautiful reality that God is faithful to those who love him, even when we are not. Like we read a moment ago, his mercies are new every morning. He truly loves us and is not fazed in the least by our fears. Pastor and author Stephen Furtick wrote once that all we really need to know about God was in that simple little prayer we learned as children. God is great and God is good. Well, you know what? He is good and kind and strong, all-powerful, able to love us and care for us and to save and rescue and deliver us from every one of our fears and hardships. He is also compassionate, full of mercy and grace. His love endures forever. So he cares for us and is quick to listen to our cries for help. So, there's your antidote for fear. His great love, his goodness, his greatness, his perfect faithfulness. Think about this during the hard times. To close, I want to share a quote from Nelson Mandela. I learned that courage was not the absence of fear, but the triumph over it. The brave man is not he who does not feel afraid, but he who conquers that fear. And that is your spiritual moment for the day. Ed?
Thank you, my friend, for that powerful message. And I want to—I only have a minute or two left. I want to make sure I get in one other health point. On NutritionW.com, I interviewed a physician named Dr. Depke, D-E-P-K-E, and we talked about the 10 relatively simple steps to achieve far more optimal health. And I'm only going to speak on one of those, but I do really encourage you to listen to that. It's only 30 minutes long. But I've really got, you know, I think if people listen to me and you, Dr. Green, you know that I get on these tangents, I guess. And that's how I learn a lot. And one of those, I'm back on the tangent thanks to a true blue friend of mine who has enlightened me again about the dangers of electromagnetic fields. Those are basically a lot from cell phones and towers. Well, I purchased a machine that I can check my EMFs at the house, at the business, and it is pretty devastating. You can, if I drive down Gun Barrel Road, the level of EMFs is 1,000 times higher than the government says is safe. Well, I don't trust the government. So if you worked on Gun Barrel Road and you stay there all day long, it's going to be significant in some way. We don't know this. We did not know what cigarettes would do in the 1950s, and we don't know what exposing ourselves to EMS. We can't run from these people. I realize that. I'm not going to live in a cave. But what you can do is create what I call a sleep sanctuary at home. That's the only hope you have. So when you are in bed, you need to have everything electrical 5 feet away from your head. Yes, that's hard for people who have to answer the phone like Dr. Green. But I do have a case for my phone called Safe Sleeve. Safe Sleeve, I have checked it with my EMF meter. It lowers the EMFs by 85%. So even if it's next to your bed, you are going to at least have reduction of that.
Well, maybe I need one of those.
You do need one of those. It's not no maybe to it.
I'm trying to figure out how to do that. Oh, and let me throw this in. EMS made me think of Gun Barrel Road and all the lines, and then Battlefield Parkway. I forgot to mention CHI was victorious. They are going forward with the construction of the new hospital in North Georgia, which we need and virtually every citizen of North Georgia agrees with. Yay, finally.
That is wonderful, wonderful. And I do want to, again, thank Vascular Institute because they continue to do great work for people in this city. I'm sending people over there probably every week or every other week that have vascular issues because those are so fixable by people with skills and talent like Dr. Lassar and his team.
And they have offices all over town from Cleveland to Fort Oglethorpe.
Yeah, so there's no reason not to have the ability to go. So I just feel like I think we've had a packed full of information today for people who
It goes so fast, though, Ed.
It does, and I enjoyed that, and I wish people could enjoy the redneck sushi that you offered me today.
Well, I hope everybody goes and tries one.
But you gave them a recipe. Yes, yes, and yes.
And it's something even a man can cook.
Well, that does it for this week's edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial 98.1 The Lake from the Vascular Institute Studio. We thank you for listening. We'll be back here again next Sunday morning, 9 a.m., for a radio show that's all about your healthy living. For Dr. Christopher Green, CHI Memorial, Georgia, I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World. Have a healthy and fearless day.
Love it.
Thank you for listening to another edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake with Ed Jones and Dr. Christopher Green. Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake, is a production of Whitfield Media Group. Join us next Sunday morning at 9 a.m. and have a great weekend.